Who saw the HBO special, the John Oliver special on plastics, plastics in the ocean? Okay, there was some good awareness there, but I want to give you my thoughts on that segment. Okay, stay tuned.
My name is Michael Markarian, and my family business is a packaging company that serves top brands all over the world. There's no debate that some packaging is harming nature and polluting our cities, and something needs to change. My goal is to show you that sustainable options exist and how you can implement them right now. This is the Sustainable Packaging Show.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sustainable Packaging Show. So if you haven't listened to it or watched it already, it's about 20 minutes on YouTube, 22 minutes and 24 seconds. I'll drop it in the show notes. John Oliver from HBO did a segment, which is now requiring me to sign in to watch it. I wonder if this has been flagged as, for whatever reason, sometimes it's a little odd. So John Oliver did a segment, an HBO segment on plastics and plastics in the ocean. Okay, I'm going to link it below in the show notes. And there was some good awareness. There was some good awareness talking about the problems of the ocean plastics, the problems with the recycling. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff in there, and you'll get a kick out of it if you watch it. It talked about a couple interesting things. Then I'm going to get to my main point of the day. It talked about how a lot of brands, historically, some drink brands would say, basically, that plastics are totally fine. Plastics are totally good. It's on you to recycle them. Now, we talk about the great dilemma in sustainable packaging a lot on this show. And the great dilemma is it the packaging companies and brands' responsibility alone to solve these problems, or do we need consumers too? And my point is always, we need consumers. We need consumers cooperating. But with that being said, it was an interesting point he pointed out, which he was saying, these brands sort of had a cop-out. So it's like, it's everyone's responsibility. I'm not saying that it's all the consumer's responsibility. That would be foolish. My point is, I think sometimes we push too far on the it's all the brand's responsibility. And John Oliver was saying something interesting, which was, there was some ad with this, I believe, a Native American gentleman, or that appeared to be a Native American gentleman, saying, you know, the plastic is fine so long as you do your part. So it's putting all the onus on the consumer. Okay, which I'm not for, right? It's not all the consumer's part. I'm not in the camp of plastics are perfect and it's all the consumer's part, which frankly was when I started getting really passionate about sustainability. This is a few years ago, really serious about it, really committed to being a leader and dedicated to it. We talked to experts, people that were founding members of every council you could imagine. And I said, so what's the secret? What's the key? Show me. How do we fix these problems? And the answer time and time again was recycled content, recycled plastic. I said, no. I don't want to hear that. No. If everyone recycled, plastics are the most sustainable thing in the world. And I said, no. I know that. Good. But what else? That thinking isn't getting us far. Well, consumers have to recycle. So that really is deeply entrenched in sustainability circles, which is why, frankly, that I think we're having such success at Contempo, because we come at it from a fresh angle, packaging that's actually good for the planet. And yes, we believe recycling's part of the future, but there's other options as well. Someone's blowing up my G-chat, and I need to click out of this so I don't distract you guys. Excuse me. So that was point number one. But point number two, so that's where I align. I said, you know what? I think that's good. We need to not say it's all on the consumer. And maybe I need to clarify that, because I say it's on the brands, it's on the packaging companies, it's on the consumers too. But that doesn't mean it's all on the consumers. It's like, we need to take action. Packaging companies, brands, we control the destiny, but we're going to need the consumers' cooperation. So that's point number one. But point number two, I felt the segment a little bit, not shooting arrows, because I think there was good education, but a little bit in the doom and gloom, a little bit in the, I found myself asking, so what's the solution? And it's not John Oliver's job to figure this stuff out. So you could say it's on us. It's on all of us that listen to a podcast like this who are committed to solving it. But it felt a little bit on the doom and gloom side, a little bit on the look how horrible this is, a little bit on the, you know, look at the damage of plastics. And then I want to be like, okay, now what do we do? what's the next step? So a big part of this, we can't get away from it, is going to be answering the question. It's a difficult question to answer. It's if we don't want plastics, you know, I think there is a lot to say recycle plastics. There is a future there. There's a lot of validity there. But if you want to get away from that, how do we exist in this world that we live in today with zero plastics? You got to think about that. I'm working on another project with this very bright young gentleman in sustainability who has a deep background there, and we'll talk about that at some point in the show. But he doesn't have the packaging background necessarily, and he said, you know, I wish we could just take, and I held up a sunscreen bottle, and he said, I wish I could take that. I explained to him it's not recyclable, right? There's many components, and people might think this is recyclable, but it's not. And he said, I wish we could just make that compostable, the brands. Why can't they make it compostable? And I said, well, it's got to be compostable, but it also has to function. It also has to dispense the sunscreen, and can it do that? So packaging is functional. So it's not quite as easy as just saying, let's eliminate the packaging. I always come back to, because I'm committed to solving these problems, dedicated to solving these problems, and I know all of you are too, I always come back to, what is the alternative? Okay? It's our job, though. It's not John Oliver's job. He's bringing awareness. Good job, John. But it's our job. And I was tired for a while, and now I'm excited, I guess you could say, in an odd way. What made me tired now makes me excited. Of that doom and gloom, those documentaries, those the world is ending, those look how bad it is, those, you know, look how bad the world is, these corporations are so horrible and, you know, making everyone feel powerless. No, this is our time and this is our opportunity, all right? So check out the documentary. I think you should take a look at it. I'm glad it sort of got me thinking a little bit deeper as I talk about the big dilemma in sustainable packaging. I call it the great dilemma sometimes too, but the big dilemma, is it the consumer's responsibility at all, or is it just the brands and packaging companies? And I say it's both together. It's not practical to think we're going to live in a world where the consumer can do whatever they want. But at the same time, I'm also not letting brands off the hook and packaging companies, leading packaging companies like Contempo that service the top brands in the world. I'm not off the hook just saying it's all on the consumers. It's all on them. That's not what we're saying either. And let's get out of the doom and gloom, okay? What's the alternative? Question for you, action items. What can we do? If you don't want plastic in this world, what's the alternative? Are you willing to not buy certain products anymore? Are you willing to not buy an aerosol version of a sunscreen? What are you willing to give up? Or who's going to innovate? Who in this audience? That's really the question, because I like variety. I like options, right? It's good to have options. Let's not narrow down our products down to having two options that are perfectly sustainable. Who in this audience is going to become a millionaire, multimillionaire, billionaire, build the company of their dreams, the life of their dreams, because they're going to solve these problems? They're going to figure out that aerosol version, that aerosol can that is recyclable. Who's going to do it? Who's going to live that life where you're not only building a successful company, but you're also fulfilling your deep need of protecting the planet? Because so many people, the reason I love this is I get to work with the best people in the world, and they want to work on this because it's fulfilling them, right? It's part of our mission. So check out the video. Let us know what you think. As always, reach out, MikeM@ContempoPackaging.com, and we'll leave it there for today. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening to today's show, and thank you for being interested in these topics. The time for greenwashing is over. If you're a brand that wants sustainable packaging that's actually good for the planet, reach out to us, wow@contempopackaging.com. And also, if you are a sustainable material company that wants to get your innovation in front of the biggest brands in the world, email partners@contempopackaging.com. That's partners with an S @contempopackaging.com.